learning the Tzimot Ravadi Yosef. Tzimot Ravadi Chavedav Chalak Bet Siman Ayin Bet 72. Another one dealing with Yom Kippurim. At what age should children start fasting? At what age should children start fasting? So, some of the poskim are quoting, like, yeah, there's a minhag in our communities. Well, every boy above the age of bar mitzvah and every girl over the age of bat mitzvah. Okay, we know that. That's the din, because once the boy is 13 years in one day and the girl is 12 years in one day, so then they have to do all the mitzvot. Why would Yom Kippurim be different? Because there's more, because the Mishnah in Yomah talks about chinuch. So the Mishnah says, ha-tinokot en me'anin motam b'Yom Kippurim. Tinokot, young children, you don't force them to fast. Aval mechanchim otam, but you teach them. Okay. Lifnei shana v'lifnei shnatayim. Now every Mishnah, the words of the Mishnah, you got a lifnei shana v'lifnei shnatayim. Before 1 year and before 2 years. Bishvil shiuru gilim b'mitzvot, so they get used to it. Okay, it's something you got to get used to. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Lifnei shana or lifnei shnatayim? Which one is it? 1 year before the bar and bat mitzvah? Or 2 years before the bar and bat mitzvah? A girl's at 12, a boy's at 13. What's going on? The Gemara says, so first of all, what's chinuch? Haya ragil echol b'shtei shaot bayom, machivin lo b'shalosh. Haya ragil b'shalosh shaot bayom, machivin lo b'arba. Kid normally has breakfast at 8 o'clock. Give him breakfast at 9 o'clock. Normally has breakfast at 9 o'clock. Give him breakfast at 10 o'clock. That's a little kid. So they said, no, that's something different. Something different. No kid's going to get sick because he gave him breakfast an hour later. Nothing's going to happen if they wait an hour for breakfast. Fine. But the Rambam adds on. Oh, good question. That the Gemara doesn't say. So the Rambam does. The Rambam says, Katan ben teisha shanim, uven eser, mechanchim otam leshaot. 9 and 10 years old, you do this hour business. Ketzat, haya regil lechol b'shtei shaot, machilin tov b'shalosh, haya regil b'shalosh, machilin tov b'arba. 9 and 10, so okay, you delay breakfast a little bit, so they know. They'll be, I mean, chas v'chalil, if they're sick, so then forget it. But healthy children, if you delay breakfast by a little bit, nothing will happen. Ulefi koach haben, most of him not otam b'shalosh. Okay, and if the kids are stronger, kids are weaker, you have to depend on the kid. Katan ben 11 shana, but now they're 11. Ben zachar ben nekeva, 11, whether a boy or a girl. Then mitaneu mashlim midivrei sofrim kedei lechanecho b'mitzvot. Then midivrei sofrim midrabanan, they should fast the whole day. Vat 12 shana v'yom echad, ben 13 shana v'yom echad, sheviu sarot arim kegdolim lechol mitzvot, u'me'anim mashlimim l'torah. But if they're 12 and 13, once they become a bat mitzvah and a bar mitzvah, so now they're obligated mina Torah, just like an adult. From 11 years old, they're obligated midrabanan. Now, for a girl, it's 1 year before her bat mitzvah. For a boy, it's 2 years before their bar mitzvah. Boys need a little bit more encouragement, guidance, practice than the girls do. So the boys need to practice a little bit more. And less than 9, so they get very nervous. Less than 9, you don't want to do it because they'll get sick. And if you take an 8-year-old and you don't give them breakfast for a half hour, an hour, nothing's going to happen. But they get very nervous about this. But Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. And that's what he says. However, if the kid isn't feeling well, if the kid's not well, let's say you have a kid who's 11, 12 years old. So Al-Pi Shulchan Aruch, he should be fasting, at least Midivrei Sofrim. But he's not well. Okay, if he's not well, then we're not going to make him fast. He's not, now, what's the threshold for not well? The threshold for not well for an adult or a boy who's 13 years old is going to be considered a cholesha yesh bo sakana, only if it's going to really cause him serious damage. But if he's 11 and 12, the whole thing's only be drabanan, mitzad chinuch, we're going to be a lot more lenient with what qualifies as chinuch. Why? Because it's the position of the Ritz Giat. The Ritz Giat says that we don't follow this Gemara at all. We don't follow this whole 11 business. We don't do any of that. And therefore, we don't apply, the Ritz Giat says we don't have all of this. And the Ramah, in fact, says, yeah, the Ramah says for a kid who's weak, a kid who has a problem, so then is what the more we're to rely on. But a kid who's healthy, I should be able to fast around 11. They all point out, you got to be careful. You got to know your kids. The Orchot Chaim writes, Orchot Chaim is one of the Rishon, הרבה בני אדם נכשלים בזה, וראוי למחות בידם. People force the, I don't know any people, you force the kids to fast, and they get sick. Okay, I guess he lives in a different time. But, okay, you have to teach them how to do it. You have to be careful. Each kid, you have to know what's going on. But it's appropriate already at age 9 and 10 to start fasting for part of the day. And then at age 11 to try to do the whole day. Now, it's not always possible. We live in Florida. It's very hot outside. You got to take all of these things into consideration. And if an 11-year-old is going to fast, then you don't let them play outside on Yom Kippur. It's a million degrees outside. They're going to pass out just like anyone's outside on Yom Kippur. You have to keep them inside, and you have to keep them, you know, air conditioned. The threshold for them breaking the fast is much, much lower than for an adult. But he points out, and he says this, halacha, v'katan shuben teisa shanim, so then you do some hours. But however, if you're bringing little kids, if you have little kids, you got to make sure they have food. Apparently this happens also. Parents bring the kids to shul for shacharit on Yom Kippur, and shacharit, musaf, till you get home, it's like 2 or 3 o'clock. So you got to bring them something to eat. Okay, you have to use a little bit of sechel. I mean, if you don't feed them right in the middle of the Beit Knesset, that's not appropriate. But bring them something to, so for the little kids, we're not having any little kids this year. Fine. We solved that problem. But Be'ezrat Hashem, Shanim Ketikunam, we have kids in shul, you have to make sure that they're well taken care of, but already come around 11 years old, the Mishnah already says it's Din Drabanan to start teaching them about fasting.